Yeah, well, good morning, guys. Firstly, can I just say, week one of the semi-finals, because I'm part of the Triple M call team, my flights are booked and I'm heading to Rockhampton. Hopefully I might even be able to get out to the Grace Musae Yards and I visit my ex-wife who lives out there frequently. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But guys, what I do want to tell you is that my flights have been booked for week two of the semi-finals. My understanding is that Mackay will host both games in week two, a Friday night and a Saturday night game.
No way.
Huge, huge for Mackay. Yep, they're taking it to the regions. And if that doesn't entice people to get out, it'll be a sellout both days. But to have two Southern Death semi-finals there, you're either going to have Manly, South Sydney, Melbourne or Penrith, and then I don't think the Titans will be there, so you'll definitely get the Roosters again. And sorry, Parramatta fans, I don't think you're going to win either, so you'll probably get the Knights. But either way, there's a real opportunity for everybody in Mackay to go and watch semi-final rugby league. This will never happen again, and my mail is, because my flights are booked, that it will definitely happen. And it'll be week two of the semi-finals. And then for the last 2 weeks, the prelims and the GF, that'll be back at Suncorp Stadium. And that gives the ground enough time to recover. It lets everybody, you know, get their fix of rugby league regionally. I will say our good friends up in Cairns, I don't know what they've done wrong through the whole process.
Because we agree with that.
Yeah, no game in Cairns at all, and we're going to Brown Park again on Sunday. It's an interesting take. But anyway, must have done something wrong.
Paul Dawson Elliott, Cairns, who does the other co-hosting with you in the Arvos on the Queensland Rush Hour, I did hear him on his breakfast show in Cairns as well. He's very upset that the Cairns didn't get a game. So.
No, well, he's upset as well because he's a Knights fan and he wanted to fly to Brisbane and have a bit of a junket, and now he can't get a flight to Rockhampton. And I'm like, oh, boo-hoo.
I don't want to get into trouble, but so let's just,
I'm telling you it's a lock. I get you guys can't say these kind of things, and you know, obviously you live there, but I'm happy to say it. NRL, come at me. It's happening.
Wow.
All right, you've heard it straight from the horse's mouth. It's either that or he's coming up for the QCWA conference.
Or
it's happening.
Taylor Swift is coming to Mackay. Okay, please do.
Jay's happy about that.
I don't think so. All right, so you heard that here first, folks. And also, speaking of finals, Dave and I were talking about this yesterday on the show. Who are you tipping to take out the grand final this year?
Oh, look, everybody would have to say Melbourne, but I do genuinely think this weekend either Melbourne get beaten by Manly that are on a roll, or South Sydney do a job on Penrith, which would put those teams against each other. So if Melbourne, I think Melbourne probably will beat Manly. If there's going to be an upset, I think Wayne Bennett can get his South Sydney side up. I don't think they can go the whole way and win it, but I think they've got a performance in them. And if they beat Penrith, that means Penrith and Melbourne are on a collision course, which I'd like to see. I mean, everybody's just going, it's a Melbourne Penrith grand final. I think there's more to play out here. Mm. And that's what I'm hoping anyway. So I'm willing it. I'm all about energy. I'm willing a loss this weekend to either Melbourne or Penrith. And hopefully the good juju will come along and we get that.
All right. Well,
I'm just looking forward to next weekend now.
Looking forward to that. All the details.
I mean, I'm going to be up there, boys. So you know what? What I do need from you guys, and we'll be having a little frothy somewhere along the way, is the best steakhouse in Mackay. I need you guys to help me with that.
That's lots
because that's where I will be going. Yep. And also, a good massage joint, if I could, please. I've got a sore neck.
There's also an F45 here too, mate, because I know you're getting prepared for the wedding. So
I'm shredding for the wedding.
I'll let your future wife know.
One thing I will say is, when I'm on tour, I don't train.
I'll send that audio to your future wife.
No, she doesn't need to know that. But yes, darling, I train every day.
There you go. All right, Dom, catch you this afternoon in Queensland Rush Hour here on Triple M. Thanks for the inside info, mate. Appreciate it. Thank you.
See you, guys.
All right, now top today, 25 degrees. Around Mackay in the Whitsundays. I'm glad he said it, not us. I love Dobbo, but you're not getting in trouble, are you, mate?
Oh, I'm in all sorts.
Okay.
All
right. Our top today, 25 degrees here on Triple M.